Okay, today we come to Nahum chapter 2. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress, watch the road, brace yourselves, marshal all your strength. And so God here is warning Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, that someone is going to attack them, so they better have their military ready. Verse 2, the Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel, though destroyers have laid them waste and have ruined their vines. Israel was a mess at this time because of her enemies, but God promises to restore her, both the north and the south. Verse 3, the shields of his soldiers are red, the warriors are clad in scarlet, the metal on the chariots flashes on the day they are made ready. The spears of pine are brandished. The chariots storm through the streets, rushing back and forth through the squares. They look like flaming torches. They dart about like lightning. And this is a vision that Nahum is seeing of the destruction of the city of Nineveh. The enemy here refers to the armies of Babylon with their red shields and their red uniforms. They are invading and they are defeating Assyria. Verse 5. He summons his picked troops, yet they stumble on their way. They dash to the city wall. The protective shield is put in place. So the king of Nineveh will send for his elite troops, but they will stumble around like bumbling idiots. Verse 6. The river gates are thrown open, and the palace collapses. God will help Babylon. God is behind the invasion of Assyria by Babylon, and he will help Babylon out. He will cause rivers to flood and knock down the walls that were protecting Nineveh. Verse 7. It is decreed that the city be exiled and carried away. Its slave girls moan like doves and beat upon their breasts. The slave girls probably refer to the temple prostitutes. They are moaning. They are out of business. And their idols that they worshipped were taken away, and so are they. Verse 8. Nineveh is like a pool, and its water is draining away. Stop, stop, they cry, but no one turns back. And so the people of Nineveh will run away like a fast-moving river. 9. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. The supply is endless, the wealth from all its treasures. She is pillaged, plundered, stripped. Hearts melt, knees give way, bodies tremble, every face grows pale. The people of Nineveh will lose everything that they put their trust in. They will lose their so-called gods. They will lose their wealth. Their military will be ineffective. They will lose everything that they put their hope in, and so they will become helpless, and along with that, filled with fear. 11. Where now is the lion's den, the place where they fed their young, where the lion and lioness went, and the cubs with nothing to fear? Assyria is pictured as a lion here in verse 11. Once they were big and tough like a lion. Once nobody messed with them, but now they will lose everything. And they have no place to sleep, and they have no place to eat, and that's because they have lost their country. 12. The lion killed enough for his cubs and strangled the prey for his mate, filling his lairs with the kill and his dens with the prey. And that was Assyria in the past. In the past, Assyria was big and tough, but they were also cruel. Like a lion, their soldiers used to tear and kill the people that they defeated. They were torturing the enemies that they defeated. They did unspeakable things to those that they conquered. 13. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will burn up your chariots in smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions. I will leave you no prey on earth. The voices of your messengers will no longer be heard. Nineveh will be defeated by Babylon. But God wants them to understand that He is the one who actually will defeat them. They are evil. That's why God is going to demolish them and destroy their country totally. But Babylon is just God's tool to accomplish this. Next time, chapter 3. Until then, so long, everyone.